Welcome to the story of creation. I will be your host through the journey. When you hear this sound, please view the next photograph. Now let's start the journey. Before the beginning, all that was, all that is, and all that will be was one, a singularity. It broke and we began. Time split from space. Space gave rise to energy. Then energy coalesced into matter. Small bits of matter merged and re-emerged into the big. Thus became planets and stars. Stars to galaxies, galaxies to clusters, clusters to superclusters. The universe became. At moments and in spots, a magical equilibrium emerged. A balance between the big and the small, the cold and the hot, the simple and the complex. The balance allowed for new possibilities and led to new forms of matter. Complex molecules discovered their form. Out of the heavens, new players rained down aboard chunks of rock and ice. Interacting with all that was new, membranes finished the puzzle. They pollinated the molecules, and a precious spark flashed through the universe. Life. Cells mutated and grew, adapting and exploring what could be. Phytoplankton and diatoms combined into colonies. Colonies into communities. Communities into organisms. The dominant forms began to emerge and influence their surroundings, becoming a fixture of the environment. Out of the seas and onto land, no longer confined to a locality, life strengthened its resolve, bringing the environment of the sea with it. Once externally dependent, the internal form pushed itself into arid landscapes. Soon there was no end to the drive outward. The bare earth became covered by endless life. Forms and shapes emerged to fit every formation and outcrop. Diversity generated ecosystems, and life shaped the planet. Forests reached skyward, beating back the forces of entropy. From the forest emerged creatures, creatures that moved upright and thought. Walking down in time, the conscious mind sprang into motion, spreading through the systems of the earth. Man began to learn of its power over the natural world and harvested its potential to create. Power formed out of that creativity. Soon we formulated our own systems. We formed boundaries to enclose our work, shielding it from what we could not control. The boundaries slowly came down as we began to control everything in our realm. No longer bound by the forms we were given, we formed and distributed our visions of life. Places developed into civilization, devoid of life except for its inhabitants, sanctuaries from the struggles of our ancestors, free of the drive for space, confined by our own walls. We have evolved to form our own shapes, our own realities. Within our heads, we create forces beyond our control, searching, driven, out of balance, spreading. Yet we are still alive with possibilities. What we create of those possibilities is up to us.